Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are here with...
Will Eastman. I'm the founder and owner of U Street Music Hall.
Thanks so much for coming in. I had to get you guys in here. I mean, we're doing this part of this long-form, long-term piece we're doing, where we're taking the temperature of the DC music landscape, and let's face it, it wouldn't be the same. We got to get U Street Music Hall in here. It's a staple here now. So thanks so much for coming in.
We're honored to be here.
Now, you actually founded this thing. Tell us, give us a little, before we dive too far in, a little idea of the history of the place, you know, when you founded it and why you founded it. How did you come up with the idea in the first place?
Sure. Well, we opened in 2010, and it was put together by a group of friends and I, and the concept was simple. We wanted a world-class music venue with a fantastic sound system, but a laid-back, relaxed atmosphere. Yeah. We didn't see it existing here in DC, and we wanted it to be here. So taking a cue from some of the greats whom we've admired over the years, we decided to just make it ourselves.
We love it. And that whole area is just steeped in history. I mean, it's like, you know, the Duke Ellingtons and
Black
that whole
Broadway.
U Street corridor. So explain why it was important for you guys to be in there, in that history, and do you feel in a way that you're keeping that history going?
Absolutely. The U Street is historically known as Black Broadway. It's where Duke Ellington played his first concert, right across the street from us. And we had Bohemian Caverns, RIP, right next door, that unfortunately closed recently. Hopefully it'll reopen. But we've got the 930 Club and the Howard Theater on one end. We've got the Black Cat on another end, and we're smack dab in the middle. The block that we're on in DC, if you look at the inverted diamond of DC, we're right in the center, our block. Mm-hmm. And it feels very comfortable being there. There's a lot of musical history in that area, from jazz to funk to soul to punk to go-go to underground dance music to right up to what we're doing today, which is the newest, coolest, best new music that exists. There's no other way to describe it. It's just we are chasing sound constantly, chasing the best new stuff, and home for some classics too. But we're there right in between Ben's Chili Bowl and 930 Club on the other end of the street, and it's a great homey place to be. And we really love serving the DC community, and it's been extremely beautiful to see the DC community support us in return. We're very grateful for that.
Yeah. I mean, you guys have been there, you said, since 2010, so almost a decade now. And you also mentioned the closing of the across the street from you guys.
Yeah.
Why do you know why they closed, and what, how do you guys use that as sort of a lesson on I don't want to say what not to do, but, you know, a teachable moment.
Sure, sure. I don't know about the specifics. I know it had multiple owners or multiple operators, and really, there's no given in the music industry. It's, as a career, it's all stress and unknowns. You can't take anything for granted, and that's the way it should be, I think, in arts and entertainment. You should always be driven to innovate, to be creative, and to always be growing. Otherwise, what's the point?
Right. Yeah, it's so true.
Culture's alive. It's not dead.
That's true. And it's just as much forward-looking as it is.
Yeah, like
backward.
Duke Ellington said, you know, art is dangerous. If it's not dangerous, you don't want it.
Oh, that's such a good quote. I'm definitely putting that in the piece, you know. So thank you for giving me a money bite.
Sure. Let me make sure. Let me just Google to make sure that was Duke and not somebody else. But I'm pretty sure it was Duke. Duke Ellington played his first concert right across the street from us at a place called True Reformers Hall. And when we were coming up with the name for the place, we really connected with that notion of hall, because it connotes a communal space. Club is exclusive. Hall is for everyone. And we very specifically wanted to be a hall. And we just settled on U Street Music Hall, very to the point exactly what it is, but it's for everyone. It's a music hall. It's a communal space to be shared by DC.
Awesome. Well, you kind of mentioned all the different genres that, you know, that the city's famous for, but also you mentioned how U Street specifically is, what'd you say, the most exciting sounds happening? I can't remember, whatever you just said a few seconds ago, the greatest new music that's coming out. Give us a sense of some of the artists that have played there over the years.
Sure.
Some highlights.
We've hosted the first concerts in D.C. by Sam Smith, Odessa. We've hosted pop-ups that Drake has played. We've hosted concerts by techno star Nina Kravis, her first show. Flume, Halsey, Charlie XCX, Lewis the Child. Mm-hmm. And really, we are what I describe as a room that you want to play to break in the market. And when you sell out U Street Music Hall, that's a special moment. And you go back to your manager and your agent and you say, hooray.
Yeah.
it's a touchstone for accomplishment and artistic achievement and hopefully even bigger and better things to come for an artist in the market. We build up stuff to the 930 Club. Many artists who've played in our room have gone on to play Merriweather Post Pavilion and the Capital One Center. I wouldn't say many, maybe a handful, but still, for a 500 cap room, a handful of artists going to a place like Capital One Arena.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive, and we hope to continue that tradition. It's just a beautiful thing, picking up new sounds, new artists, working hard on the production and the promotion and the advancing to make the show go well. The way I describe what we do is we do a lot of the problem-solving behind the scenes, stuff that for the concert goer, it's kind of boring and mundane and routine, but we delve into those things and solve them so that when the show happens, it's just pure magic and it goes off hitchless.
Love it. And I love that, like you just mentioned, the new artists. I remember one that stands out for me recently, Curtis Harding.
Mm-hmm.
Remember you guys had him? Yeah. What was it, in the past year? I was driving through Brooklyn, randomly heard him on the radio and was like, who is this guy? Like, it sounded like this new, unique sound, almost throwback in a way with the horn sections and stuff. But I think the song was On and On. But, and then I remember shortly after just seeing, like, so I like look him up and lo and behold, he's about to play at U Street. So we caught up and did an interview with him and whatever. But, you guys are right on the vanguard of all the new artists out there. I love it. In memories of the Curtis show? any feedback from audience members on that one?
No, it was a great show, man. I love listening to Spotify playlists and hearing an artist that we've just booked.
Yeah.
Or hearing an artist and being like, oh yeah, they played at U-Haul 6 months ago.
Glad you're finally hearing about him because we had him before. Yeah, it's awesome. Do you have a personal favorite show over the year?
Yeah, I do. I mean, before I forget, I want to give a shout out to one that we have coming up. It's a guy, Mark Ribillet. He's an American dude, and a friend of mine just posted a video about 6 months ago of him on Facebook, and he does live electronic stuff with loops, and he's a great musician, a great singer, and a great personality. And I just hit up his agent right away and was like, I want this at U-Haul. Let's do this. And he was excited, so we booked it. And now the show's almost close to selling out. He'll be here in December, a little less than a month. And the guy's just blowing up through his sheer force of creative music and powerful performance. And that's the sort of thing that I love with what we do. I can see something and make it happen at U-Haul within a couple days. And hopefully he'll keep growing and we'll look back and be like, oh man, remember that time Mark Ribillet played U-Haul? Wow, that was pretty crazy. But other shows, man, I'd have to say, like, I'm really proud of a couple artists that we've built up through U-Haul. One is Rufus DeSole, a.k.a. Rufus, and they're an Australian band that we've booked all their shows in D.C. And, you know, we had one where we lost money on it, and we had like 100 people there, and the band was like, man, what are we doing? What are we doing? And I remember going in the green room and saying, hey, great show, man. We can't wait for the next one. And their agent told me afterward, like, they had a really, you know, music is tough. There's no given here. Mm-hmm. Nobody owes you jack
right.
in this industry. Right. You got to earn it every single day.
It's dangerous.
It's dangerous. And they went back to their management team, and I was told, I don't know if this is an apocryphal story, but I'm going to take credit for it anyway, that they said, look, the owner of U-Haul really believes in you. He's booked you guys many times, lost money on the show, and he can't wait to have you guys back. He believes in you. And like they took that to heart, and that was one of many things, I'm sure, that girded them for what was to come. But we ended up having them back at 930 Club, selling out several shows. And now, you know, I can't give anything away, but they'll be back in this market in 2019. It's going to be beautiful. And another artist, Lewis the Child, we booked all of their shows in the market from our small stage at U-Haul. And this month we had them sell out two shows at 930 Club, and then they played an after party at U-Haul, which consisted of a DJ set that they called Playground, where they just played whatever they wanted. And it was beautiful. Open format, everything from techno to pop, hip-hop to house. It was a beautiful set. And they're young guys, man. They've got a long way to go still upward in music. But it's really beautiful to see them come back after touring the world. And they come down the elevator at U-Haul, and they're like, hey, Will, good to see you. It's like, good to see you, man. Welcome back.
Yeah.
Like it's a family.
Yeah.
It's really a family. The staff there is a family. The people, the promoters that we work with there, they're a family. And all the people who come to our events are a family. We treat people like family. And it's all about the customer service, what you're providing to your artists, your managers, your agents, mm-hmm. all the people, the security, the bartenders, the barbacks. It's really just keeping it fresh and you know, pardon the cliche, but keeping it real.
Yeah. If there's any of our listeners that have never been there, paint a visual picture, because we're radio, of when you come down into the space, like, what does it look like?
So
what's the experience?
So you go down a stairwell. First, it may be difficult to find because we don't have a big sign in front. It's kind of understated.
That's part of the part
that's,
of the
that's part of it. It's a black awning with the U-Haul logo, U with a lightning bolt, stars around it. And there's a 7-Eleven upstairs. We can go and get your slushy and your snacks or whatever, open 24 hours. But we're the entire basement of that building. You go down a stairwell, little box office, you get your ticket. You go in, and there's a small bar, and then there's a big room. It's a big rectangle. It's a black box space. It's one room. There's a stage on one end and the Cadillac of DJ booths on the other and a long bar. And that's it. That's all you need to enjoy the music. We tried to remove anything that was an impediment to the music from the whole experience. That goes from dress code, attitude, there's never a dress code. We never have an attitude. Everyone is welcome at U Street Music Hall.
Yeah.
It is for everyone. Now, that doesn't mean that the music is for everyone.
Right.
We have many different musics at U-Haul. So look at the calendar and find the thing that you like the best. You're going to find something you like there. But it's not the same every night. It's not, you know, rigid and programmed in a silo,
right?
It's like art and culture. It's fluid.
And right? dangerous.
And dangerous.
Coming back to that.
Right? So you're going to go in and you're going to find a fantastic sound system. We invested in that sound system. We have invested in that sound system over the years. Not a single component to it that was there when we opened is still there now. It's been upgraded over and over and over again, and it's constantly tweaked, cleaned, made to focus on the new components so that it sings every single time.
Yeah.
And it's a powerful audio wave that you can feel in your body, but it doesn't hurt your ears, and you can have a conversation over it. It's just a high quality music signal. Anybody who's a fan of audio technology or music, I think, can appreciate it. It's alive. The sound system is a living, breathing thing. Mm-hmm. It's not sterile.
Right.
It doesn't have like a super how would I describe it? Like sterile sound. It's a living sound, and you can feel that, right?
It's alive.
It's alive.
Organic.
Yeah. And you know, the shows, the production is different depending on the show. If it's a techno artist, it might just be dark with a couple strobes, right? If it's a live show, or if it's more of an EDM thing, we might have a huge LED wall with state-of-the-art visuals that blow your mind. It just depends. The space looks and feels depending on the music. Mm. It adapts.
I love it. Well, I got a good 15-some minutes with you, so I got plenty of
enough.
If there's anything else that you want to add, or... why should we, in closing, why should our listeners come there? What's, if they, on any given weekend night, they could go to any of these number of these venues that we've been talking to for this series. But why U Street?
We celebrate music, and we want to celebrate music with you. Come on down. We'll treat you well. Say hi. If I'm there, I'd love to say hi to you. At me, at Will Eastman, on all social media, Facebook, Insta, Twitter, et cetera, at... U-Hall DC, U-H-A-L-L-D-C, and we'll say hi. We're all in this together, man. Music is a communal thing, and we're all about the communal music experience. It's something you can't get on Spotify. Mm-hmm. You can't get on Amazon. Nothing beats a communal music experience. And you know, I just saw Bohemian Rhapsody with my kid brother this past weekend, and it just really reminded me. Like, I was a big Queen fan growing up.
Same, man.
In the Midwest,
right?
In the 70s and 80s. And it just reminded me, you know, music is a communal experience. That performance at Live Aid, like
that's... That they recreated, that's great that, for the movie.
Yes,
yeah.
That spoke to me through the movie. And I remember seeing it when I was a kid. And
the call
like,
and response with the crowd. Yes. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's what it's about. What it's about. And you can't get that on your phone. You can't get that on your computer.
Yeah.
You can only get that with a bunch of your fellow music-loving citizens in a space.
Exactly.
And it's beautiful, and that's what we're here to serve, so come say hi.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Pleasure being here. Thanks.